Unit 6, Part 2, Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A, Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
The vaccine itself is in short supply, but so it seems that people willing to get it are afraid that it's not safe. Here's TJ Winnick with the results of a new ABC News poll. The swine flu vaccine has inspired Americans to come out in force. There are many parents who want their children inoculated. And then there are the anti-vaccine protesters, worried about a link between vaccines and autism, despite studies showing no connection. This is an emotional decision, not based on data, as to whether or not to get the vaccine. While there are some willing to voice their opinion in public, it appears many share those doubts. According to a new ABC News Washington Post poll, almost 40% of Americans won't vaccinate their children, while almost 67% are confident the vaccine is safe, 30% say it isn't. I just feel that this vaccine was developed very quickly, and I'm just not comfortable with that. Over 292 deaths had been attributed to the H1N1 virus since the end of August, including 43 children.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
The vaccine itself is in short supply, but so it seems that people willing to get it are afraid that it's not safe. Here's TJ Winnick with the results of a new ABC News poll. The swine flu vaccine has inspired Americans to come out in force. There are many parents who want their children inoculated. And then there are the anti-vaccine protesters, worried about a link between vaccines and autism, despite studies showing no connection. This is an emotional decision, not based on data, as to whether or not to get the vaccine. While there are some willing to voice their opinion in public, it appears many share those doubts. According to a new ABC News Washington Post poll, almost 40% of Americans won't vaccinate their children, while almost 67% are confident the vaccine is safe, 30% say it isn't. I just feel that this vaccine was developed very quickly, and I'm just not comfortable with that. Over 292 deaths had been attributed to the H1N1 virus since the end of August, including 43 children. Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 3.
The Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in Beijing Wednesday brought together the leaders of China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. The SCO is a regional security grouping. However, this time economic difficulties took center stage. Following closed-door discussions, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao appeared on state television. Mr. Wen says he believes that if all member states work hand in hand to deepen cooperation, they certainly will be able to create a glorious future of peace and prosperity for the region. He says participants drafted measures to strengthen multilateral economic cooperation and handle the global financial crisis. The members also pledged to create a fund to boost transportation and telecommunication links, although there were no immediate details. This summit was overshadowed by talks a day earlier between China and Russia, with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin overseeing a tentative gas supply agreement and deals worth $3.5 billion. Nations with formal SCO observer status, India, Iran, Mongolia, and Pakistan sent representatives. China also invited Afghanistan.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 4.
The Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in Beijing Wednesday brought together the leaders of China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. The SCO is a regional security grouping. However, this time, economic difficulties took center stage. Following closed-door discussions, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao appeared on state television. Mr. Wen says he believes that if all member states work hand in hand to deepen cooperation, they certainly will be able to create a glorious future of peace and prosperity for the region. He says participants drafted measures to strengthen multilateral economic cooperation and handle the global financial crisis. The members also pledged to create a fund to boost transportation and telecommunication links, although there were no immediate details. This summit was overshadowed by talks a day earlier between China and Russia, with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin overseeing a tentative gas supply agreement and deals worth $3.5 billion. Nations with formal SCO observer status, India, Iran, Mongolia, and Pakistan, sent representatives. China also invited Afghanistan.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 5.
Li Xiaochao, a spokesman for the National Bureau of Statistics, announced the latest economic news on Thursday. He says the country's overall gross domestic product for the first three quarters of this year is 7.7%. This is after a strong 8.9% growth in the third quarter of this year. The figures show that China, the world's third largest economy, continues to recover more rapidly from the global financial crisis than most developed countries. Li says the government has no doubt that it will achieve its goal of 8% growth for this year. Economists and business analysts say 8% growth is the minimum needed to foster job creation and ward off social unrest among China's more than 1 billion people. Before the global crisis struck, the Chinese economy had grown by more than 10% a year from 2003 through the first half of 2008. The foundation of China's recovery is a nearly $600 billion stimulus package unveiled last November, combined with vigorous bank lending in the first half of this year.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Li Xiaochao, a spokesman for the National Bureau of Statistics, announced the latest economic news on Thursday. He says the country's overall gross domestic product for the first three quarters of this year is 7.7%. This is after a strong 8.9% growth in the third quarter of this year. The figures show that China, the world's third largest economy, continues to recover more rapidly from the global financial crisis than most developed countries. Li says the government has no doubt that it will achieve its goal of 8% growth for this year. Economists and business analysts say 8% growth is the minimum needed to foster job creation and ward off social unrest among China's more than 1 billion people. Before the global crisis struck, the Chinese economy had grown by more than 10% a year from 2003 through the first half of 2008. The foundation of China's recovery is a nearly $600 billion stimulus package unveiled last November, combined with vigorous bank lending in the first half of this year. Task 4. Now listen to a long conversation and answer questions 7 to 8.
So, John?
Yeah?
You're working on a dissertation for a PhD. That's for an American university?
Yeah, that's right. It's a university in San Francisco, California.
And what's the area?
It's philosophy, but with an emphasis on Buddhist studies, you know, and Buddhist philosophy.
In any particular country?
Well, yeah. I'm mainly interested in Thailand, even though I live in Japan. I like Thailand's version of Buddhism better.
Is that a Theravada?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So you like studying any particular temple or any particular aspect of Buddhism?
Yeah, I'm doing research on a couple of temples there in Thailand. One is called Swan Mok, which is pretty famous. It's got a very good program for 10-day meditation retreats, and they are geared for teaching foreigners meditation techniques.
What is the other temple?
The other one is north of Bangkok, about 3 hours bus ride, and it's called Tham Krabok.
Uh-huh.
And it's, well, it does different things, but one thing it does is it helps addicts recover, you know. It has probably cured about 100,000 addicts, mostly heroin or opium addicts, and so I'm really interested in how meditation can replace an addiction.
Wow. So they like teaching people to meditate and overcome the problems that cause them to become addicted to drugs?
Right. Exactly.
Wow. Isn't that a wonderful thing? 100,000.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really amazing. You've been to the temple?
Yeah. And interviewed several of the head monks and some of the other people there. And it's just a really, really, to me, an effective way of applying Buddhism, you know, to eliminate our addictions and work towards something more significant.
Right, that is great.
A real practical form of Buddhism. As I understand it, to try to help people live better lives and things like that, and this seems to be a real, you know, obvious way to do it.
Drug addiction is a big problem in a lot of different countries.
Yeah.
And if they are finding something they can do about it, that's really great.
Yeah, I agree totally there. And it was a big problem in Thailand. You know, until 1959, opium was legal in Thailand.
Really?
And suddenly they made it illegal, and all these people who were taking it as a normal part of their life suddenly were illegal addicts.
Wow.
And so this place has really done something that I think is really important.
What is the name of the temple again?
Tham Krabok. It means the cave of the Krabok. It's kind of like telling it like it is, or something like that. Originally, it was just a group of monks who lived in caves, and then they started making a big temple out of it.
The Cave of Truth.
Yeah, that would be a good way to translate it.
Now listen to the conversation again and answer questions 9 to 12. So, John?
Yeah?
You're working on a dissertation for a PhD. That's for an American university?
Yeah, that's right. It's a university in San Francisco, California.
And what's the area?
It's philosophy, but with an emphasis on Buddhist studies, you know, and Buddhist philosophy.
In any particular country?
Well, yeah. I'm mainly interested in Thailand, even though I live in Japan. I like Thailand's version of Buddhism better.
Is that a Theravada?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So you like studying any particular temple or any particular aspect of Buddhism?
Yeah, I'm doing research on a couple of temples there in Thailand. One is called Swan Mok, which is pretty famous. It's got a very good program for 10-day meditation retreats, and they are geared for teaching foreigners meditation techniques.
What is the other temple?
The other one is north of Bangkok, about 3 hours bus ride, and it's called Tham Krabok.
Uh-huh.
And it's, well, it does different things, but one thing it does is it helps addicts recover, you know. It has probably cured about 100,000 addicts, mostly heroin or opium addicts, and so I'm really interested in how meditation can replace an addiction.
Wow. So they like teaching people to meditate and overcome the problems that cause them to become addicted to drugs?
Right. Exactly.
Wow. Isn't that a wonderful thing? 100,000.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really amazing. You've been to the temple?
Yeah. And interviewed several of the head monks and some of the other people there. And it's just a really, really, to me, an effective way of applying Buddhism, you know, to eliminate our addictions and work towards something more significant.
Right, that is great.
A real practical form of Buddhism. As I understand it, to try to help people live better lives and things like that, and this seems to be a real, you know, obvious way to do it.
Drug addiction is a big problem in a lot of different countries.
Yeah.
And if they are finding something they can do about it, that's really great.
Yeah, I agree totally there. And it was a big problem in Thailand. You know, until 1959, opium was legal in Thailand.
Really?
And suddenly they made it illegal, and all these people who were taking it as a normal part of their life suddenly were illegal addicts.
Wow.
And so this place has really done something that I think is really important.
What is the name of the temple again?
Tam Krabok. It means the cave of the Krabok. It's kind of like telling it like it is, or something like that. Originally, it was just a group of monks who lived in caves, and then they started making a big temple out of it.
The Cave of Truth.
Yeah, that would be a good way to translate it.
Task 5. Now listen to a short passage or long conversation and answer questions 13 to 14.
Report, Captain. Sector 4 is secured. We put out the last three German 155s, found them about 2 miles in front of Pont du Hoc. Resistance? A company, no artillery. We took 23 prisoners, turned them over to intelligence. Casualties? 44. 21 dead. It was a hard assignment. That's why you got it. Yes, sir. Where are your men now? Pinned down a mile east of here, waiting for some help from the Navy guns. I'm sending Simpson to take over for you. The division is going to Kane. You're not coming with us. I have something else for you. Sir? There's a Private James Ryan who parachuted in with the 101st near Ramel. I want you to take up a squad up there. If he's alive, bring him back to the beach for debarkation. Take whoever you need. You've got your pick of the company. A private, sir? He's the last of four brothers. The other three were killed in action. This is straight from the chief of staff. But, sir, I... Spit it out, Captain. Respectfully, sir, sending men all the way up to Ramel to save one private doesn't make a fucking goddamn bit of sense, sir. You think just because you hold a Congressional Medal of Honor you can say any damn thing you please to your superior officers? Yes, sir. More or less. All right. I'll give you that. Continue. Then the numbers don't make sense, sir. His brothers are dead. That's too bad, but they're out of the equation. Sending men up there is bleeding hearts from 3,000 miles away. One private is simply not worth a squad. This one is. He's worth a lot more than that, which is why I'm sending you. You're the best field officer there is. Yes and no, sir. What about Morgan? Fine officer, regular churchgoer, writes poetry. He might like a mission like this. And he's taller than me. That's enough, Captain. You have your orders. Major Thomas will fill you in. Yes, sir. Good luck, John. Thank you, sir.
Now listen to the passage or conversation again and answer questions 15 to 18.
Report, Captain. Sector 4 is secured. We put out the last three German 155s, found them about 2 miles in front of Pont du Hoc. Resistance? A company, no artillery. We took 23 prisoners, turned them over to intelligence. Casualties? 44. 21 dead. It was a hard assignment. That's why you got it. Yes, sir. Where are your men now? Pinned down a mile east of here, waiting for some help from the Navy guns. I'm sending Simpson to take over for you. The division is going to Kane. You're not coming with us. I have something else for you. Sir? There's a Private James Ryan who parachuted in with the 101st near Ramel. I want you to take up a squad up there. If he's alive, bring him back to the beach for debarkation. Take whoever you need. You've got your pick of the company. A private, sir? He's the last of four brothers. The other three were killed in action. This is straight from the chief of staff. But, sir, I... Spit it out, Captain. Respectfully, sir, sending men all the way up to Ramel to save one private doesn't make a fucking goddamn bit of sense, sir. You think just because you hold a Congressional Medal of Honor you can say any damn thing you please to your superior officers? Yes, sir. More or less. All right. I'll give you that. Continue. Then the numbers don't make sense, sir. His brothers are dead. That's too bad, but they're out of the equation. Sending men up there is bleeding hearts from 3,000 miles away. One private is simply not worth a squad. This one is. He's worth a lot more than that, which is why I'm sending you. You're the best field officer there is. Yes and no, sir. What about Morgan? Fine officer, regular churchgoer, writes poetry. He might like a mission like this. And he's taller than me. That's enough, Captain. You have your orders. Major Thomas will fill you in. Yes, sir. Good luck, John. Thank you, sir.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks.
I ran and ran just like Jenny told me to. I ran so far and so fast that pretty soon I was all by myself, which was a bad thing. Bubba. Bubba was my best good friend. I had to make sure he was okay. Any friendlies out there? Yep, I've got three over there. Where the hell are you? Bubba? And on my way back to find Bubba, well, there was this boy lying on the ground. Tex! I couldn't just let him lie there all alone, scared the way he was, so I grabbed him up and ran him out of there. And every time I went back looking for Bubba, somebody else was saying, "Help me, Forrest. Help me." No sweat, man. Just lay back. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. I started to get scared that I might never find Bubba. Lieutenant Dan, Coleman's dead.
I know he's dead. My whole goddamn platoon is wiped out. God damn it, what are you doing? Leave me here. Get away. Just leave me here. Get out.
Then it felt like something just jumped up and bit me.
Ah, something bit me. I can't leave the platoon. I told you to leave me there, Gum. Forget about me. Get yourself out. Did you hear what I say? God damn it, pull me down. Get your ass out of here.
I didn't ask you to pull me out of there, God damn you. Where the hell do you think you're going?
To get Bubba.
I got an airstrike inbound right now. They're going to nape the whole area.
Gum, you stay here, God damn it. That's an order.
I gotta find Bubba.
Forrest?
Bubba?
I'm okay.
Oh, Bubba, no. I'm gonna be all right. Come on. Come on, come here.
I'm okay, Forrest. I'm all right.
If I'd have known this was gonna be the last time me and Bubba was gonna talk, I'd have thought of something better to say.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Forrest.
Forrest, why did this happen?
You got shot. Then Bubba said something I won't ever forget. I want to go home. Bubba was my best good friend, and even I know that ain't something you can find just around the corner. Bubba was going to be a shrimping boat captain, but instead he died right there by the river in Vietnam. I ran and ran just like Jenny told me to. I ran so far and so fast that pretty soon I was all by myself, which was a bad thing.
Bubba.
Bubba was my best good friend. I had to make sure he was okay.
Any friendlies out there?
Yep, I've got three over there.
Where the hell are you?
Bubba? And on my way back to find Bubba, well, there was this boy lying on the ground.
Tex!
I couldn't just let him lie there all alone, scared the way he was, so I grabbed him up and ran him out of there. And every time I went back looking for Bubba, somebody else was saying, "Help me, Forrest. Help me."
No sweat, man. Just lay back. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay.
I started to get scared that I might never find Bubba.
Lieutenant Dan, Coleman's dead. I know he's dead. My whole goddamn platoon is wiped out. God damn it, what are you doing? Leave me here. Get away. Just leave me here. Get out.
Then it felt like something just jumped up and bit me.
Ah, something bit me. I can't leave the platoon. I told you to leave me there, Gum. Forget about me. Get yourself out.
Did you hear what I say?
God damn it, pull me down. Get your ass out of here.
I didn't ask you to pull me out of there, God damn you. Where the hell do you think you're going?
To get Bubba.
I got an airstrike inbound right now. They're going to nape the whole area.
Gum, you stay here, God damn it. That's an order.
I gotta find Bubba.
Forrest?
Bubba?
I'm okay.
Oh, Bubba, no. I'm gonna be all right.
Come on. come on, come here. I'm okay, Forrest. I'm all right. If I'd have known this was going to be the last time me and Baba was going to talk, I'd have thought of something better to say. Hey, Baba.
Hey, Forrest.
Forrest, why did this happen?
You got shot.
Then Baba said something I won't ever forget. I want to go home. Baba was my best good friend, and even I know that ain't something you can find just around the corner. Baba was going to be a shrimping boat captain, but instead he died right there by the river in Vietnam.